All right, well, it's now 23 minutes to 9 on Radio Veritas. Capella, we're going to be talking to somebody whom I've often spoken to here on Radio Veritas. She's such a wonderful lady. She's in charge of communications at the Little Eden here in Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. And her name is Nicolette Mutige. Good morning, Nicolette.
Good morning, Father. How are you?
Oh, I'm so well. It's always lovely talking to you, and you always inspire me.
I'm glad.
I think it's time that you leave Little Eden and come and work for us. How's that?
Oh, no.
Eh? Bring some of that enthusiasm.
That is not possible,
Father. Hey, some of that enthusiasm that you had there. You know, I'm looking at this beautiful picture of Domitilla and Danny, and I was just saying to Father Cabello a moment ago, if the Pope should canonize anybody, I would say he should canonize two of them and make them saints.
I know. They're such a wonderful couple. They were.
They were so devoted to each other. So devoted. Yes. What a loving couple they were. And it was, you know, I wanted to tell Archbishop Buti that instead of setting up a whole Marian shrine in Michalisburg there and spending millions of rands in Michalisburg, he should have done it here in Domitilla's kitchen. That's where there was a Marian apparition.
Exactly.
Isn't that
so?
Yeah,
in Edenville.
In Edenville, where Radio Veritas is. This is where he should put in millions of rands into Radio Veritas, and we'll put up a big Marian shrine here in Edenville. This is where Our Lady has appeared. Our Lady's very keen on Edenville and Radio Veritas. Mm. Appeared to Domitilla. Did you know that, Cabello?
Yeah, actually, I think I heard about it for some time ago, yes.
She appeared to Domitilla in her kitchen. I remember speaking to her, and I said, Domitilla, where did Our Lady appear? And he said, yeah. In the kitchen, we were sitting having tea. Mm. He says, this is where Our Lady appeared, surrounded by children and so on. And that's where she got her inspiration and set up Little Eden.
Little Eden, wow.
Wonderful. Isn't that so? I'm not just dreaming, am I, Nicolette?
No, exactly. That's exactly how it happened. And that was 50 years ago.
Oops. 50 years already, huh?
Yes.
Wow. Anyway, now we're having a special memorial lecture. And tell us about that. What's happening and when?
Yes, so it's our very first. It's happening on the 1st of May, so it's a public holiday. You know, some people might be going away for a holiday, but to those who are around the area, we're inviting them to just spend the afternoon with us on the 1st of May. It's at St. Augustine College. And obviously the details and the directions to the place, we will provide them as soon as they contact us. But it's on Monday, the 1st of May.
All right. And what time does it all begin?
It starts at 4 with Holy Mass.
Right.
But the actual memorial lecture will actually start at about 10 to 6.
Okay, something like that. So between half past five and 6 o'clock.
Yes.
So people should try and come to the Mass, I suppose, too.
Yes, that would be nice. Right after the Mass, we'll also have refreshments just before we start the lecture. So if you'd like to be just part of the Mass, and also we have some visitors coming from Italy. You would know that Domitilla was born in Italy, in Bergamo.
Right, yes.
So we have about 12 delegates from Italy who will be coming through, and I believe they have a special gift for Little Eden. And so during the time after Mass, there's something that they would like to hand over to Little Eden, and then shortly after that we will have refreshments, and then we'll get ready to start with the memorial lecture.
And who's giving this memorial lecture?
It's Cardinal Nepean.
Oh, himself.
Yes.
The big man himself doing the memorial lecture. Oh, that's very nice.
Yes, we're very blessed to have him as a friend of Little Eden.
Yes.
And it's a special honor that we have him.
Right.
And yes, he will be the one who is delivering the keynote address.
I suppose it must be very expensive buying tickets for this lecture.
It should be, but it's actually, we're not charging for the lecture.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay, so it's free of charge, no cost.
It's free of charge. We just want to see as many as possible people there to come and listen and hear what the Cardinal has to share with them.
All right. But I suppose you wouldn't say no to a donation.
Yes. Yes, as you know, we run with donations. We are not able to do what we do without support. So yes. We are not charging for the lecture, but we definitely are open to donations. And so if anyone would like to come through and give us a gift, they're most welcome to.
So they mustn't forget their wallets. They must bring their wallets as well.
Their wallets, we don't have to take cash. We have a machine that we can swipe and accept your donation.
Well, you know, I used to keep my wallet in my back pocket. Yes, but I can't get it out anymore now because I have no feeling in my hands, you see. So I can't take it out. So maybe I should leave it there permanently, then I'll never be able to spend any money. I won't spend any money. You know?
That will save you a bit of money.
So listen, Nicolette, so it's going to be on the 1st of May, Monday the 1st of May, at 4 o'clock, Mass celebrated. Will it be celebrated by the Cardinal?
Yes, it will be celebrated by the Cardinal just before his keynote address.
But the lecture will be after Mass.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, all right. So it's going to be a real bumper affair. Anything special, music-wise?
No, we don't have any music. And we're also trying to keep it as short as possible because, obviously, we don't want to keep people until too late.
That's
so
right.
We won't have any music. It's just Holy Mass. It's the address from the visitors from Italy, and we'll go straight into the memorial lecture, and that will be it.
And have you had this memorial lecture before? I mean, this
is our very first.
The first one?
Yes.
That's very nice. Well, I hope it goes.
And would like people to contact us and RSVP as soon as possible, obviously, because we need to cater.
You have to cater. Exactly, exactly. And who should they contact?
They can contact Google at reception on 011-609-7246.
Okay.
Otherwise, they're welcome to send an email to info@littleeden.org.za.
There we go. So it's quite easy then. But you really would like to know who's planning to come. And I would like to encourage people to come because, first of all, I knew Danny and Domitilla very well. What a wonderful couple, and I'm sure that Cardinal Napier is going to do justice to the occasion and produce and present a very, very well thought out and an honourable memorial lecture. I think he's going to do that very, very well. And
we are definitely all looking forward to it, and we know that it will be a very special event.
Absolutely. Well, I hope it's going to go well and that you're going to have this memorial lecture then every year.
Yes, we're actually planning that if each year, so we're having the first one here in South Africa, the next one should be in Italy, and then the following year it comes back to South Africa. So, if our supporters want to plan ahead, just to be aware that the next one is in Italy.
Okay, all right. But anyway, let's make sure that this one is going to be well attended. They've got plenty of room. They have enough room, so whoever would like to come, please. Just make sure you let us know, you let Google know, because they need to cater accordingly. I suppose you're going to have all sorts of lecker things to eat, like Cook Sisters and sausage roll and whatever else. Nice things. Anyway, you want to know how many are coming. So please, if you, wherever you are out there, planning to come to this memorial lecture to honor Domitilla and Danny Himes, please keep the date in mind. The 1st of May, it's a public holiday, Labor Day, and the Mass starts at 4 o'clock at the St. Augustine's College in Victory Park. You all know where that is. Everybody knows where St. Augustine's is. And then between 5:30 and 6 after the Mass, the memorial lecture will be given by His Eminence Cardinal Wilfrid Napier. Well, thanks for organizing that Nicolette, thank you so much for doing that, and I wish you well, and I hope it's going to be a great, great success.
Thank you, Father, and I'm hoping that we'll also see Radio Veritas there.
Oh, we'd love to come and record that lecture if we can.
Yes, yes. Hopefully you will be able to plan around it, and we'll see you there.
Well, I hope so. I really hope so.
Yes. Okay.
Bless you. Thank you so much indeed, and I'll give out the details in just a moment again.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Nicolette.
Thank you very
God
much.
Bless you.
Enjoy your day.
Bye now. Nicolette Mutiga of Little Eden here in Edenvale. Monday the 1st of May at St. Augustine's College, Mass at 4 o'clock, followed by the memorial lecture, the first one ever for Domitilla and Danny Himes, going to be given by Wilfred Cardinal Napier. So if you're coming, we'd like to know, or they would like to know, because they want to cater so that you don't come there and find there's no wine or there's nothing to eat. Wouldn't that be terrible, Cabello? Eh?
Definitely.
I mean, if you come to a function like that and you only thought that 12 people were coming, and suddenly you're confronted with 200 people.
Including Spiwe.
It's goodness of Spiwe. You're going to need to have Jesus there to convert the water into wine.
Perform a miracle.
A miracle, yeah. So unfortunately, we don't have the powers to do that, changing water into Hennessy's or something. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Oh, he says, super, super. Anyway, so please do contact Gugu. Yes, Gugu's number now, 011-609-7246. 011-609-7246. And if you want to send them an email, it's info@littleeden.org.za. So there we have it. And I really hope this is going to be a wonderful and fitting tribute to these two wonderful people. Domitilla Himes, who had the apparition of Our Lady right here up the road from Radio Veritas.